Interesting Las Vegas temple. This is a story, confirm it, but this is a story I heard about the Las Vegas temple during the open house. It's on the east side of Las Vegas, the temple is, and the angel Moroni and the front doors are on the east side of the temple and faces east. And one person asked out loud, well, why did they have their angel facing the mountains? Why isn't he looking at the beautiful lights down by the strip? And another non-member that was in the line openly said, it's because he's turning his back on all that sin and stuff that's going on down there. And we need to do the same. We need to turn our backs on the sin. We need to choose to look upon the Lord. Choose to follow what he has taught us. The Lord asked us, or he asked the Nephites, but I think it applies to us. He said, what manner of men ought ye to be? And then he said, verily I say unto you, even as I am. He can tell us, but it's still our choice of what manner of men we're going to be. Brothers and sisters, I know that this gospel is true. I have received countless witnesses from the Spirit that it is. And I'm sure that you all have too. The question is, what are we doing with those witnesses? Are we accepting them and seeking greater confirmation? Or are we sitting back and remaining content? Elder Ballard challenged us to raise the bar in General Conference, not just for the missionaries, but for their parents. And if every member is a missionary, then we all have something higher that we need to achieve. I pray that each of us will choose to live the exalted life that comes with seeking the glory of God. But praying is all I can do for you, because each of us has to make our own choice. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I'm grateful to be here today in this meeting and express my testimony to you. If President Hinckley were here, he would be smiling, and he might even wave his cane at you. He carries it, but doesn't lean on it very much. And I know he would be wanting me for him and for the Lord to express appreciation. There are many people in this room. I know some of you. I know of others of you. And sitting here, I want the young people to know that you have in your ward some of the people who've made the most difference in the kingdom of God in this generation and the one before. And there are many thousands whose lives have been blessed by the service of the people in this room. I thought also of the people who were sustained positions today in the ward. And want you to know that you may not see it as a very important thing, but you will not know for many years the effect that you will have. My wife is here with me, and I was thinking that when she was, I think, a Maya maid, she had a very nice teacher who probably saw it as just another little job in the church. Her name was Ruby Haight, and she still, this is the wife of Elder Haight, when she sees my wife, she says, ah, my Maya maid. And so you never know, whenever you are called in any way to be of service, that the Lord may use you. And many of you in this room have blessed people, including myself. I have one of my former teachers here who doesn't know that probably that I was even in his class once in music appreciation. And I had to take it because it was a group filler. As we all do. And I was a physics major. I cared, I thought nothing about it, but I had to do it. He doesn't know that because of what he did, I then later, throughout a lifetime, have been blessed by music that he taught me about and saw the beauty of as a young man. And each of you have had those kinds of experiences in your life where you have been the one blessing and you have been blessed. And I know that the Lord would want me to express appreciation to those who have served so well and so faithfully here. Now to the young people, I need to leave you my testimony. It's the most precious thing I have. I know Jesus Christ lives. I know this is his church. I know that he died for us and that he was resurrected. And when I partook of his sacrament today, I remembered him again. And you have made a covenant to always remember him. He loves you. He is the Savior of the world. Your Heavenly Father loves you. He answers your prayers. I know that. I pray that you will always remember our Heavenly Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
We thank all who have participated in this program. We heard from Jennifer Lingham, from Elizabeth Peters. We heard from the choir singing Jesus Savior, from Joshua Peters, and from Elder Henry B. Eyring. We'll close now with hymn number 63, Great King of Heaven, and Brother Cade Smith will offer the benediction.
Our dear gracious Heavenly Father, we are indeed thankful for the Sabbath day and the chance we had to meet in this beautiful building, to hear the words from the speakers and to have the Spirit testify to us the truth. We are indeed thankful for the sacrament and the covenant we have made with thee to always remember thee and thy Son. We pray, Heavenly Father, that as we depart to our Sunday school classes, that we may have the Spirit to be with us there as well, and that the teachers may teach us by the Spirit. We are thankful for all thy many servants and for our prophet and apostles. And we say, sing the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.